వందేహం శ్రీ గురు.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of December, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
You know, the ISKCON centers you've started are just like actually Vaikuntha. They're so nice. Even the Gaudiya Math centers were not so nice. Just like an installation of Vaikuntha. Clean and nice. Help becoming devotees by visiting your centers. It becomes almost automatic.
Follow the regulatory principles, it will remain all as Vaikuntha.
Yes.
Other is, again, material world.
Yes.
The free hotel. And free hotel will not end your...
No.
Spirit of service must be maintained. Mukhehi jivhagau sameva surattadaha. By service spirit, beginning with tongue, Hare Krishna. Then everything is revealed by Vaikuntha atmosphere.
Because we accept, when you tell us to chant 16 rounds, we accept that figure as being in perfect faith that you're the Acharya. But what if others we want to convince? Is there any shastra, any Vedic verse that we can refer to corroborate that at least they must chant 16 rounds or that many number of names?
No, the shastra is not said like that.
I see.
It is said, Sankha Purvakam. You must fix up.
Counting.
You must fix up a numerical strength.
I see.
Whatever you can.
Yes.
But I am fixed up 69 because you cannot do.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was very difficult. Otherwise, Haridas Sadhu was chanting 300,000. That is not possible. You should not imitate. But whatever you fix up,
yes,
you must do it.
Yes.
That is one thing.
I was told at the beginning that you asked the first disciples to chant 64 rounds.
Yeah.
They were unable. Then you asked them to chant 32. Is it correct?
Sankhapurvaka Rama Gana Nadhi. Sankhapurvaka or numerical strength must be clear.
Yes.
And it should follow rigidly.
So if we are serious and sincere, it means that 16 will increase to continuously chanting.
Yeah. You can do also now. It's not that because I finished 16.
No.
No, you can increase. But that 16 must be good.
Yes. What I mean is, that's to bring us to the platform of chanting constantly. If at least we do that in numerical number. Finally, we may be able to do, if we're fortunate, to chant constantly, day and night.
Yes. They have now learned from the Western country to run. and without caring for the field. Field working is very troublesome, and this running is very easy. Scientists say, is there any living entity in the sun globe?
No, they don't. They say there's nothing.
Simply everything here.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And especially in Europe and America. They say there is nothing. They have gone there, seen.
Not very intelligent.
Who put all this energy there? But from nitrogen camp. Therefore they ask. They do not know something and they are speaking on the subject matter. Is it not nonsense?
We know there's no life in the sun because we can look at a fire here and we see there's no life.
But you are blind. You have no eyes to see.
Well, we have our instruments and we look through the
instruments.
Microscopes.
That is made by you, rascal. Microscope made by rascals. What is the value of it? Anything made by rascal, is that perfect?
Well, it's better than some mythological book.
No. Book also, you write book. And you want to believe others, your book. There is also book. Why do you write scientific book?
Well, they're proven, those other books.
What is proven? You cannot say. What is the chemical there? Where from came? Is that proof? We cannot say. Is that proof?
Well, we know how they interact. We may not know how they got here, but we know what they do once they're here.
No. The knowledge means to find out the source. That is knowledge. Where from it comes? There is a good example we studied in our childhood. The child was very intelligent, so he was beating on a drum. So he was very much inquisitive. Where from the sound is coming? Then he cut the surface. That is intelligence. Inquisitive. Where from the sound is coming? Although it was childish, but that is intelligence.
Scientists are trying to do that. They're taking...
And that is all right. In future.
The scientists say that the sun is made of certain elements and all the stars, they are made of the
sun. So why don't you make an imitation sun here at night so that you may save so many expenses, so much expenses for electric. You rascal, if you know the chemicals, you make it. Huh? What do they say?
They say there are many suns.
That's all right. Make you one sun, if you know. Many suns, but you have not made any one of them. You just try to make one, then I shall see your intelligence. Huh? What do you say, Sangavati?
They cannot do. They don't have enough power.
Huh? Then why do you say nonsense? If you have not enough power, then must be somebody powerful than you. You have to admit that. Who has made all these things? But you are rascal, you are not doing that. You are simply, what is called? Speculating that in future we shall be powerful. But the powerful already is there. What is your credit? More powerful, if you cannot conceive even how powerful he is. And you are trying to become in future powerful, therefore you are a scientist. Huh? Is that all right? What is the value? The already powerful is there, who has manufactured these things. And you are expecting in future you will be powerful. Therefore, you are more powerful. Just see that fun. If you are powerful, then make it another imitation sun.
I mean, seriously speaking, if we made another one, the whole place would become too hot.
Ah. Well, you are scientists, you protect yourself.
Yeah.
Scientists aren't very intelligent because today the big thing in the country politically is that the whole world thinks they're running out of energy on one hand, and on another hand the whole world believes that the scientists can solve all the problems and make the, and get to know the absolute truth, but yet they
can't. They're creating problems.
Yeah, they're creating problems.
Ants and bees, they are living without any scientists, they are more happy.
But they are freezing in the cold and they are boiling in the
heat. No, nobody is freezing. That is, you are speaking, but they are not freezing. Even in the coldest part of the country, Greenland, the animals are living very nicely, the bears and many animals.
But if we preach like that to them, then they'll say, well, what's wrong with becoming an animal then?
But you are less than an animal. Talking nonsense. Put forward the problems, summarize. There are no mysteries, there are bears. Solve this problem.
Well, we can solve the problem of birth by just killing all the children.
That is not... solving the birth is already there. Therefore you are killing.
Birth is still there.
Because there is birth, therefore it's killing. So well, birth problem is not solved.
No. We're killing before birth.
What is before?
See,
the child is already
not,
there.
No. The child is not born until it leaves the mother's womb.
That is illogical, you can say. Unless he has no life, how it is growing? Such a rascal, they cannot understand. Does a dead child grow? Oh. Never. Simply speaking, nonsense.
That's their whole argument for abortion.
our point is that the birth problem is not solved. If there are unwanted population, we kill them. That does not mean the population problem is solved.
Actually seeing the actual causes of the problems. They're not seeing the actual causes of the problems.
Yeah. That adjustment is not solution.
You said once putting a weight from your head and then onto your shoulders. You're carrying a heavy weight. I remember you said once, you're carrying a heavy weight here. To take the pain, you put it here. Then it began back here.
Yes.
But still, the weight is there.
The scientists came up with another one for enjoyment. That they cut this little cord that makes the sperm come into the semen. And this way they can have sex life like anything, and they're actually not killing.
Hare Krishna. Jaya. Jaya. Semen. So one may check, two may check, what about medians? Supposing they can check in that way. But there may be possible for one, two, or a dozen. What about millions and millions? Nature's way.
That's what they were doing this in...
In future.
Huh?
That is how in future.
They were giving prizes to people who did this.
Yes.
Like TV said.
Mutual present society. Hiranyakashipu civilization. And we are presenting Prahlad civilization. It is a struggle. Ultimately, Prahlad will come out triumphant. Hare Krishna. And Hiranyakashipu will be killed.